Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network. Through the years, we all remember when we first witnessed a national tragedy.
Alabama wins!
We remember the good times and the bad times through either a song,
Who's Bad?
A TV show, a monumental sports achievement.
For the first time in 86 years, the Red Sox have won baseball's World Championship. Can you believe it?
Or even the smell of a particular food from when we were young.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Welcome to the show that will take you on a journey through time to relive those iconic moments. Welcome to RTW Rewind, where old school rules. So, without any further delay, let's introduce you to the host of the show, Rad Rob Rob Francois.
Hello, Ocho.
That's the intro?
Yeah, I'm tired of doing it. Doing all the heavy work.
Hey guys, welcome back. And yeah, we're doing the E-Rad Rob Show number, even though it's brand new, it's episode, we're in our 200 and something episode already. It's E-Rad Rob, Rob Francois, and the man with the golden mask and the golden pipes and the giant arms and the awesome schmeckle is to my right. And he's here as always. It's Ocho. Hey Ocho, what's up?
Hey Rob, good to see you. Let's get on with the show.
And as always, the other guy, he's the most handsome bowler in the world, and he's the coolest man in bowling the tournament. He's also on our other show, and I'm still E-Rad Rob, and it's Johnny Petraglia Jr. JP, what's up, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rob. Always a pleasure being here.
And, he nailed it, dude.
Yeah, that was actually too good.
Welcome back to RTW Rewind. This is episode 207. I don't care what Ocho says. I don't know. Semantics. I am Rad Rob. You hear the Ocho at the DR Ocho on Twitter. And also the luscious Johnny P at JPJR07. Give us all a follow on Twitter.
I see what you did there. That. Luscious Johnny P instead of Johnny V.
That's
wow.
Right. That's right. You like that.
Good take. And who says you bring that? Well, I say it, but I shouldn't say that because you brought something.
I finally brought something, and who knows? Actually, you know, I've honestly done over 500 and something episodes, but somehow the numbering got fucked up. Dude, 438 episodes, according to right there.
Oh, four,
yeah.
I mean,
so if you really want to get technical about it. But
if it's, again, it's like a tree falling in the woods. If you download an episode and nobody listens, did it happen? So maybe only half of them got listened to by a couple people.
So. That's fair. No, that's fair. So tonight we're talking about the Brat Pack, which was Ocho's idea because he is the content creator and he's in charge of formatting and software dropping and all of that here at RTW since Jimmy and Eli are no longer with us.
R.I.P.
Yeah. So
up for bigs.
You're a little bit older than me, Ouch. Just a smeckle older than me.
Ageless and timeless, but just a teensy. Yeah.
Yeah. So you will probably remember a lot of this more than I will. But Johnny's a little bit on the younger side, you know.
I can tell you, I had a late start, and I'll explain why. I know you're in the middle of something, but because I didn't get cable until, look, I'm in
Ochoa. No, that's true. Like, we kind of discussed that last week.
They don't have wiring or anything like that. They didn't have indoor plumbing.
That's true. So, no, that's true.
I had to struggle just to, you know, I had to put a, like Johnny's connection usually each week, it's a soup can and a string.
And that's how I was able to even broadcast and even watch TV when I was a kid. So to get these movies, I really did. I caught them late, went like in high school. So I was already out of the loop when they came out.
Which was still 35 years ago. But I mean,
to find out how great they were. So I was probably 6-8 years later than they would have been. So that's how my take got into, because the cable would play the same ones over, and they'd always have like a run for a month of each movie, and you just catch it because you finally got cable, and you're like, holy shit, I have 40 channels now. That was amazing back then.
Yeah, I forgot we did mention that last week about you growing up a Poe Italian luchador child. So I totally forgot about that. But Johnny, old Johnny P here. We were, sorry we missed you last week. I know you had the shits.
My apologies for not being here.
No, it's fine. We ended up scrapping our format and, just talking about the 4th of July and all that. So just to kind of put a bow on that episode, Ocho was poor, and we know through your dad, you had a blessed childhood. Any favorite memories through cookouts? I know you had Tony Gwynn was over the house one time or stuff like that. Like any big shindigs on the 4th of July at the Petraglia house?
Nothing too crazy. My parents have been pretty reserved.
That's good.
The entire time me and my sister have been around, but 15, 20 people, Dad would always get certain kinds of fireworks, go out, fill up the bottles of sand, shoot them up and everything like that. But, play with the noisemakers and shit on New Year's and things along those lines. But there was always fun parties here. And I distinctly remember 4th of July being one of them.
What's your favorite hot dog?
Oh, that's a good one. I like the Brett's and Thuman's.
Okay. Ocho could not tell the difference between any of them.
Still don't even know.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I find that hard.
Some have the casing. Some are a little bit more crunchy.
Well, what I was going to say is, and I'm a guy who hates that casing, that snap.
You probably like ballpark hot dogs or Nathan's hot dogs.
I used to like the commercial, and I used to like this. It was an old Buy Right liquor store that part of the gimmick of the building was the bricks. Some bricks were pushed out. So as kids, we were like, they must be cooking ballpark Franks in there, because they used to have this commercial where the bricks would shoot out of the building because ballpark Franks plump when you cook them.
Right. what's weird is I love hot dogs, so I don't really care what brand. But my mother
that's
always
kind of how I was too. Like I wouldn't know enough.
Like my mother would always make what are they called? Best's hot dogs.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Yep.
Yeah, that was always what she made when I was growing up, so I didn't really know the difference. I just love hot dogs. Same as pizza.
Right.
Like to me, pizza's good or great.
True.
I'll never eat pizza and say, "Oh my god, I take one bite, I can't eat this."
That's true.
No. That's a very good point.
Could you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you put sauce on bread, and I'm there. It doesn't matter what you put on it.
Yeah. No
matter. But in this area, that's just it. Like, because I mean, we're really in the capital of it. Like, you have to really struggle to find a pizza that is only good. You know what I mean? Right, everything is good and above.
I told Ocho that I was such a hot dog connoisseur growing up. Imagine that. That I could actually tell the difference between an Oscar Mayer or a ballpark, because to me Oscar Mayer had like a very distinctive taste. Does your palate distinguish between hot dogs? Would you know what it was if you had like a blind taste test?
I think I would do well with, I could definitely do well with some of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I could already taste what a ballpark Frank tastes like compared to say a Sabret or a Thuman's right now.
Wow.
Definitely.
That's impressive.
Ocho, you got to step up your game, buddy. I'm just saying, man.
I mean, I can do that with a pizza, though. That's just me. But I don't know that I could. Again, you throw a pound of relish and a pound of mustard on it, and I'm good with it anyway.
Right, so no, that's fair.
I'm not sure what even a hot dog might taste like.
That is fair. And I'm the same way with French fries, like McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, or hamburgers. I can usually tell the difference between the absolutely, various fast foods. We need to do that one of these days. We need to have like a blind taste test challenge.
That'd be too easy with fast food, because like seriously, I don't know what JP eats because he's usually clean with it, but like Mew and I have definitely killed fast food in our day and even recently, so I could easily, not even a challenge. I could tell by the fucking bun already. Like I'm
probably as big a, if not bigger, fast food whore than both of you.
Oh, all boy. Right, fair enough. All right, well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, so I would love to do that blind taste test. Well,
honestly, you knew. Seriously, I think it'd be too easy. Honestly, I really think like we not kidding. This is like when my friend Bob and I would play SNL Trivial Pursuit. And basically, whoever went first won because we never got a fucking answer wrong.
Right,
literally couldn't get one single answer wrong. When JP, when I was down there, what was that place we went? Because you even knew like the different franchises, what to get. Like, we went to some place every morning, and I got this breakfast thing or whatever.
Oh, Jack in the Box.
So he knows box. That. He yeah. knows even like more, I guess, in that respect too. I would.
Yeah, I know. I would add Del Taco, Jack in the Box. What else am I thinking? Tommy Burger.
I love Del Taco.
In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
Fat Burger.
Del Taco. Yeah, that's out of my league. So, but again,
although, I mean, those are regional
McDonald's too. And yeah. Wendy's and Burger King, I think we'd all kill that within seconds.
I don't know. Do you think so?
Absolutely. Especially the fries. Those are all so different.
Huh. All right. Well,
we all agree McDonald's has the best french fry ever?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
That goes without saying.
And the best tasting sodas.
Yes.
I like their orange lava burst. I mean,
all their drinks are amazing.
I fucking love the orange lava burst. I was mm-hmm. pissed when they took it away.
Yeah, I know. What fucking shit is that?
And then they brought it back. Like,
and the McRib, are you kidding me? Fucking killed me inside.
I'm telling you, the McRib does not taste the same as it did when I was a kid. I don't know what they
great
did.
Great show, to. Boys. Great show.
Anyway, yeah. No, Coke from McDonald's tastes better than any other Coke from anywhere else. I don't know what it is. Of course, it also helps
it's like
only $1.
It's like their syrup is thicker. Their syrup is thicker. And maybe it's even a little, they know to put a little less carbonation in it so we get all that sugar. I mean,
it's very, very clean tasting.
Yes. I mean, they are the number one fast food franchise, you know, in the world. So maybe they got a special deal with Coke to fucking only have like the best setup or whatever. Who knows?
Really? But it's still a syrup thing. Like, it's not any right. I mean,
it's how you calibrate the soda machine.
Right. Right. So that's the carb. That's the CO2 cartridge, I guess. The whatever that plug gimmick thing is.
I used to work in fast food. You actually do have to calibrate the tanks and the fucking.
Yeah, know, and you freaking threw station. Your tea right in the tell this one.
All right, Johnny. Before we move on to the main event, so I had two stints at Burger King. One from 95 to about 98 ish, and then. When I moved to Tennessee the first time, I became an assistant manager at a Burger King down here in Tennessee. And I had never made what they call sweet tea here because back home it's sweetened or unsweetened, right? And it's usually like fucking Lipton or, fucking Brisk or any of that bullshit. So we never like actually made, what sweet tea. The store manager tasked me with making sweet tea for the day, and I literally had no fucking idea. Never even drank tea like itself, not even like hot tea or whatever in a cup or whatever. So I this is still embarrassing, even though it's like 20 years ago. I filled up
480 shows and only 200 are visible, but this is embarrassing.
I fill up this giant fucking cylinder of water. And took the tea bags and split them all open and dumped the fucking tea leaves into the water with the sugar and stirred it all up. So when everybody's eating lunch, all the customers are like, there's something wrong with your sweet tea. I'm like, Rob made it. What'd you do? I'm like, I just fucking put the tea in.
Basically made instant coffee. Or like.
And Ocho will never let me live that down, or my wife, or anybody that knows the story.
No, you shouldn't. If anything, there should be a freaking blog, like a Burger King blog.
No idea
of, like,
how to
remember
make,
when.
No idea how to make tea.
I mean, you've seen enough commercials to know that tea is brewed via.
Bro, I never even used a tea. I've never ever used a tea bag my entire life. In like my 30 years up until that point, I had no clue. So. I'm just used to the bottles and the can gimmicks. I just, it is what it is.
I'm used to sweetened and unsweetened tea also, man. When they came out with sweet tea and it tasted nothing like a Lipton Brisk or an unsweetened tea, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And everybody seems to like it, too. I think it's garbage.
I don't understand why, because in the South, there's sweet tea everywhere.
Everywhere. Every place
what
has it.
What was the problem?
Even Olive Garden.
That restaurants can't put sugar in their fucking tea in the North. What? I don't understand it.
It's not just sugar. It's like fucking half a bag of sugar. Like, it's literally like...
But still, we're not in a freaking
hypoglycemia in a fucking...
In a freaking... from 1980 to freaking 2010 wasn't some freaking... famine of sugar cane or something like that.
No, I get it.
Or that the South, because they lost the Civil War, they got more sugar? Like, is that what happened?
Dude, I literally don't know.
You went in the South, any restaurant,
whether
there's a mom and pop or a chain, the sweet tea.
Yep.
And if you ask here, it's called iced tea. You don't put sugar in it? No, well, I can give you sugar. Well, sugar ain't gonna fucking melt in cold fucking water.
It doesn't. No, you're right. They
dilute. So
they brew it hot and they pour all the sugar and shit in, and it just fucking dilutes in there, and then you put ice in there, and it's
somebody please listen to this show. Please listen to the show and tell me why for 30 fucking years the North couldn't put sugar in their tea when they made it at a restaurant. They had unsweetened tea.
True.
So they brewed the goddamn thing.
And John, if you only had like a commercial like version of it, like a in a bottle from a fridge or whatever, from like a gas station, it's not the same as like actual fresh brewed sweet tea.
It's a vat. It's a big vat that's like a with a spout and everything. It just brews like a coffee would brew. Really, like it just dumps water over it, and the sugar's on the bottom, and you stir it up, and then you just. But all you have to do is buy two vats. You already have one. You just put sugar in the other one. Fuck, why?
It's literally in every restaurant here. Like, there's no question. Like, no question at all. So,
because it's even called sweet tea. Like,
if
you say that up here for freaking years, they'd go, did you call me sweetie? Get the fuck out of here. You're banned. Right.
Yeah, it's sweet tea and unsweet tea. That's it. And everybody knows what you're talking about. But, yeah, that was a big culture change when I moved here. I didn't know what the fuck it was, obviously, so. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah,
everybody up here basically just says, when you order unsweetened tea, there's fucking sugar on the table. Put it in yourself. Make your own sweet tea.
Yeah.
Yep, you can't because you have to give you a straw, and now a paper straw, and I'm going to stir for 4 hours straws. To see sugar dilute, and it won't. And then you look at the bottom of it, and there's all your sugar sitting right at the fucking bottom.
It's true.
All you did was create a freaking yogurt, a tea yogurt of sugar with the bottom.
It's true.
That is true.
Eat lime. All right, so...
I fucking took chemistry in college, man. I have a fucking bachelor's in science. I know this shit.
You took a lot of things in college, by the way.
A lot of STDs.
Moving on to the main event, which is the Brat Pack. There's some question as to the validity of the members of the Brat Pack. But the what's funny is the original members never even called themselves like the Brat Pack. They never thought it. It was the media. The
original eight?
Yeah, it was the media and the newspapers that made a big deal out of it.
Wasn't one of them offended by it?
Yes.
Rob Lowe, he was on Stern years later, and I thought maybe it wasn't him. Shit.
Well, several of them were pissed because...
Was it Emilio Estevez?
Maybe it was him. He definitely wasn't on Stern, but maybe it was him.
Several people were pissed because they made a big deal out of it, and they said all these guys party together, they all hang out, the media labeled them the Brat Pack, and... They said that kind of ruined their momentum and kind of fucked them up.
They were typecast. They were literally typecast for acting with each other. And
yep. But I mean, we see that now. Like we've seen Adam Sandler would always have the same people in his movies and stuff like that. Like,
Judd Apatow.
Yeah, it's not a new thing. But this was like the hottest group of actors in the 80s. And the original, what they say are the members were Emilio Estevez, as we said, Anthony Michael Hall, Rob Lowe, Andrew McCarthy, Demi Moore, Judd Nelson, Molly Ringwald, and Ally Sheedy.
Correct. Now, that's what I got too.
And the only movies that they played in together was actually The Breakfast Club and St. Elmo's Fire. Everything else they did in the 80s was all separately. Maybe a couple of them would be in the same movie together, but the actual group of friends, all of those people, were only in two movies together. But somehow, because of their... friendship, because of their party life, and look, it was the fucking 80s. Like, everybody partied in the 80s, even Ocho. Was funny, Ocho's never seen St. Elmo's Fire. Probably heard the theme song to it.
That's a great song.
That's a really great song. Actually, the song is better than the movie. But everybody knows.
That's probably why, because I heard I'm sure it's good, but like it's not compared to like the other ones they were in, right?
I don't think it's not as enjoyable as The Breakfast Club is.
No, Breakfast Club, when you think of them, everybody things.
That's also club. Probably one of that's the mecca of their achievements too.
It didn't get any higher for them. No, that's
yeah.
No, that's true. And now, I mean, it's on fucking like TBS and TNT on loop like every fucking year.
But and it's also it's parodied so often too, and like yes. even now, like it's, what's funny about that movie is even young folk will do like you know you mess with the bull you get the horns or something like that right, or you know right, screws right. fall out all the time the world's an imperfect place and it's like I hear like a 20-year-old say it, I'm like holy shit that's friggin' wild.
And, I mean it's my wife's favorite movie. I mean we've probably seen it 50 to 100 times, no lie. I mean it's just and it's something that's just so like you said easily quotable. But it's teen angst, right? It's like everything that went wrong. Doesn't matter if it's the 80s, 90s, 2000s, or today. I mean, every kid goes through the same bullshit pretty much. Like, either fucking, you know, you have jocks, you have the fucking stoners, and you have the fucking, you know, the rich princesses, you have the fucking nerds.
The hobo chick.
Yeah, so I mean, like, right. So you still have the same groups and shit today, right? So, I mean, everybody can kind of relate to the movie, even though it's in the 80s and some shit's different, but, like, everybody can pretty much relate to that. They can relate to getting bullied. They can relate to dealing with fucking mean bitches and shit like that. So,
and there's probably a movie that replicated that back in the 50s or 60s, yeah. too, that we don't even right. freaking know about that. It's probably just as popular.
True. But Johnny mentioned off air, he's only seen Breakfast Club twice. Was it just not one of your favorite movies to watch? Or, do you not replay movies that much? Or does it just depend on the movie?
I never really replayed those movies, okay. you know, the movies before my time at that time in my That's life, true, I would watch was more like martial arts movies.
Right.
So the Brat Pack never really interested me because I felt the movies were a little slow, mm-hmm. like in just the story themselves. So I wasn't very nostalgic when I was younger. I wasn't.
That makes sense.
And what's crazy about it is I love all the members of the Brat Pack in all of their roles right. in other movies. Like very much, and I had a massive childhood crush on Molly Ringwald.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say Patrick Swayze.
I think
no,
Roadhouse is the greatest movie of all time. I'm just saying,
it is
Roadhouse.
Yeah, it really is.
Road. No, it is. And even Sam Elliott, we'll already admit he's coolest mustache on planet Earth.
Like, coolest dude no ever, doubt. Right?
Like, coolest yeah. dude by far,
absolutely.
Brad Wesley to show me your titties. How about that?
So, I mean, and that begs the question, who was really included in that group? Because there are others that were supposedly labeled in the group by the media. Like,
yeah, like Matthew Broderick got in there, I think.
Yep, and Patrick Swayze, James Spader, Robert Downey Jr. See, I always thought Robert Downey Jr. was part of it, but fuck if I know.
Oh, C. Thomas Howell. He snuck in, too, on a few
of them. Yeah, Matt Dillon.
Yep, Tom Cruise.
Yes.
The Cusacks, John Cryer, Kiefer Sutherland. Like, pretty much anybody that was hot in the 80s. They pretty much...
No, that's true.
You know, like...
Ralph Macchio.
Yes. Which, God, I can't see him partying. You know, like, being you know, in that funny. Crowd. It's like, just
and,
weird.
And all, it's all they had to do was... I don't know. So it's think of, when you think about the Brat Pack as the A-lister, like the A side, and then you bring in Matthew Broderick. Like Ali Sheedy was the co-star for Matthew Broderick. Like was that how they really set that up? Was it like, oh man, we already have Ali Sheedy. All we need is, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you mean, but I mean, I guess it depends on what time period he was in the group. Right, like,
but. I'm being
once Ferris came out, like
sarcastic about it right. too, because
once Ferris Bueller came out, dude, Matthew Broderick was like the hottest fucking guy out there. Like everybody loved
that was War Games was before that though, right?
War Games was before that, but he didn't really take off until, in my opinion, until Ferris Bueller's like.
Yeah, well, he was in a couple things, but yeah, I mean.
He did like he that good. Weird monkey movie, like Project X or whatever. And, like,
yeah. That. Well, that was later on too, though, right? So, yeah. and maybe that's them guys because I don't like I said I don't know if they like that stigma, so they wanted to not be typecast and
right.
do stuff on their own. And I mean, was Swayze technically a Brat Packer or was he just a cool dude that did a bunch of movies with them?
I don't know why I think he's like I feel like he was older than them. Like maybe I'm completely off base by that, but like
yeah, like he'd have been the chaperone of the Brat Pack right. driving the fucking bus or something.
Right,
like
that. And maybe they were the same age. I don't know, but I can see guys like James Spader and you know Robert Downey Jr. I mean, guy and you know Charlie Sheen, guys that fucking just lit it up in the '80s and just did all kinds of fucking quaaludes and you know drank fucking. Whiskey off a chick's titties or whatever, like it's just
or pure gasoline. Maybe I mean it was.
Who knows?
I don't even know if they even knew about. Like they were still trying to figure shit out.
You had brought up a list of movies in our chat, Ocho, that involves some of these people. Some of your favorites, like 16 Candles, which Johnny said he never saw, or Pretty in Pink. Had Molly Ringwald pretty much as the star. Those are what, John Hughes movies, if I'm not mistaken?
They're all, every single one. Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, 16 right. Candles, St. Elmo's Fire, damn it. You'll see him. I'm not sure. Johnny B. Goode, I think, was a John Hughes movie. That was awful.
It was. So bad. Yeah. Now with Anthony Michael Hall, who obviously
was part of that, who was the cool guy now. Which is weird. And Robert Downey Jr. is the goof. Weird Science, I think, was another John Hughes, right? Weird Science.
I still love that movie. I really do.
So let's say that the Breakfast Club was like the top,
right.
Top of the food chain. But where do you rate Weird Science on this? And was the other guy Wyatt ever in anything else? Anthony Michael Hall's nerdy friend?
I don't think so. No, I don't. Not that I remember. I mean, unless it was, you know, everybody made movies in the 80s.
And his older brother, Chet, passed away, I think, 2 years ago.
He did.
That was his name. He was shit in that movie, too, remember?
He was. God damn it. You're going to make me look it up now. That's fine.
That's all right. And then we'll have to say Kelly LeBrock was the hottest woman walking on the entire planet.
You know, I wasn't into her.
Of course you weren't. Of course you weren't.
I don't know.
Your tagline is "I'm so hungry" because you're more about food than fucking hot ass.
It was John Hughes, by the way. Maybe it's because she was British. I don't fucking know. Ian Mitchell Smith played the co-star. Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck he's done since.
Good lord.
Yeah, absolutely right.
So what the hell? What was his brother's name? The guy that just passed away.
Sorry, I'm looking it up. It was Bill Paxton. Bill Paxton was in everything. He was in fucking
everything.
You know that movie, and then the other five movies, and he was in Twister.
Bill Paxton was the scumbag in True Lies that was trying to bag Jamie Lee Curtis.
I remember him from Twister, mostly. I thought he played it.
Apollo 13,
he was in Tombstone.
Was he in Tombstone? Yeah, no, I think you're right. He was in Tombstone.
Sure was. Or wait, was that Bill Pullman? No, that was Bill Paxton.
I get those two confused,
too. It reminds me of that SNL bit that Andy Samberg used to do when he'd dress as Nick Cage, and he'd always go to Weekend Update, and he'd bring like an actor like Bradley Cooper, and he'd say, "So you're starting this new movie, and it's got fire and guns and robberies." And he's like, "How am I not in this movie? I'm in every movie known to man."
Hey, do you know why
all the elements of a Nick Cage movie?
Do you know why he was in so many movies? It's including like all the straight to DVD movies. Like he was helping like his mom like the whole time.
Holy shit!
Yeah, because she was in like super destitute, and he fucking partied a lot and shit like that, and lost a lot of money. But he
had to work.
But he'd been taking care of her for the last 10-15 years, and that's why he took all those movies on to help his mom. And I never knew that. I just thought he was being a movie whore, but. Now I kind of feel bad for thinking that way about it, but no,
there's got to be something with Jason Bateman right now then too. Sorry to be all
topic. That motherfucker, dude.
Everything. Now everything. He's doing Mazda commercials. Like
everything.
Yeah, we're going to see him on fucking T-Mobile. And
well, I mean, even John Cena does like Toyota commercial. He's like the voice for Toyota.
No, but he'll do the right. He's an elephant. He does a car commercial, but Cena's not a fucking A-list guy. Jason Bateman.
He's working his way up there though. Cena's.
But my point was, we're not talking about Cena. What's going on with he's in every Netflix series. He's in every TV series. He's in so many freaking movies on Netflix. And he's also now in commercials.
And like, he was the 80s kid, too.
Ex-wives?
Yeah, he wasn't part of the Brad Pack. Yeah, he
was in Silver Spoons, man. And then he was in the freaking the Valerie show and then the Hogan Family show.
Yep.
Anyway, that's another side note.
He was fantastic in Ozark, too, if you guys haven't seen Ozark on Netflix.
So, and he's in that. Fucking, and that's new still. What the? Yeah. How does he... Oh,
Horrible Bosses is one of my favorite movies of all time.
How am I not in this movie?
But yeah.
And he's in the movie with the Rock, when The Rock and Kevin Hart are pals, whatever the fuck that was, when he was fat and now he's skinny.
Oh, yeah. What a great movie. Central Intelligence?
Yeah. He's a CIA agent.
See, Johnny's on the spot.
He's wearing the fanny pack of the unicorn t-shirt.
Can we get back to Roadhouse for a minute?
Anyway,
why is that not considered? Why is that not considered one of the greatest movies of all time? Like, why do people shit on Roadhouse? No, I mean, we know it is, but the general consensus doesn't think so.
I think ultra cheese, man.
No, right? I think the plot of a guy literally owning everybody. And I get that there's small town shit that goes on like that, but that murder is literally legal. Yeah. All because of a bar.
Well, I mean, if you ever watch Yellowstone, pretty much the same thing, too.
I started watching it, and I like when the chick was naked in the hot tub, but I don't. Yeah. I can't get into it. I don't.
You have to keep going. It's slow. No, trust me. It's no. You have to keep watching. I'm hooked on.
Anyway, so
but Roadhouse, it's typical '80s fucking movie. It really is.
It's like The Last Dragon, only a little less believable.
Plus Terry Funk's in it, so
at least you get the glow in the dragon.
Yeah, hell yeah. Terry Funk's in it, so it's obviously a legit movie. But
that's also where one of the best lines ever is when Terry Funk's underling goes, "You want to fight, Dickless?" And Sam Elliott goes.
Well, I sure ain't gonna show you my dick,
and then just cracks him right in the nuts. Yeah. So for years, my brother and I would just say like, "Hey, man, what are you doing tonight?" And we'd be like, "Well, I sure ain't gonna show you my dick."
That is hilarious.
I actually just said it to him about a week and a half ago.
That is fucking funny. the Outsiders. We were going to talk about that, and I've never actually seen it. You both have. And I don't even know how I never saw it, but
it's the same thing. 50s movie where there's nerdy folk, mm-hmm. and like, or they're the socias, which are the preppy, the sweater vest, gotcha. And the, okay. You know, the tennis and all that. And then, you got the greasers, man. They can't. They just can't do. They're looked down on, and they're poor, and their moms are dead and whatnot. And
okay,
you know,
it's, so pretty much don't even need to see it then. he just summed it all.
It's a good watch. I personally like The Wanderers more than The Outsiders. You ever seen The Wanderers?
Yes, I have. That's a really good movie. I don't think Ocho's seen it though.
No, I haven't, because they always said it was a ripoff of it, wasn't it?
Well, The Wanderers was like more realistic. Gang, like scarier gang shit, you know?
Right. So about last night, we were talking about off air. That's when Demi Moore got naked. And Ocho didn't care because she had small boobs. And it was well before striptease and the boob job. But I thought she was hot. She had a great body. So
I've always thought Demi Moore was a stunner.
Yeah, absolutely. But apparently Ocho's got high standards. So let's
see. Ironically, I thought she looked the best in Ghost.
You know what?
Super short hair, and she's kind of dressed like sort of momish.
Yes.
Yeah. And of suspenders.
With the suspenders. That's exactly what I'm talking about. It's exactly the scene I'm thinking about.
That's fair.
Absolute. No, that's exact fair. Scene I'm thinking about.
Ocho, you mentioned War Games earlier.
With the nickel or the penny, right? I think she's
the
penny. All right.
Yes. You're talking about putting a penny under the dough. Oda Mae Brown.
I do remember that. War Games is one of my all-time favorite movies. I can't tell you how many times I've seen it. My dad took me to see it in the theater, which was in 83, which made me 7. But I could still watch that a million times to this day.
I've never heard of what y'all are talking about.
War Games with Matthew
Never
Braddock.
Even heard of it. I know what War Dogs is.
Wow. Never seen War Games.
War Games, Joshua.
Never heard of it.
DEFCON 5? Like, literally, DEFCON 5, like, people say that when they got a poop
I never even knew anything about DEFCON, like, until that movie.
Or no, DEFCON 1. It's like, I'm at DEFCON 1. Like, oh, man, he's got to get to the restroom bad.
I thought that was a military term.
It is. It means they're at war. It means when you got to use the restroom that bad, you're at DEFCON 1.
So, the premise of the movie is Matthew Broderick is kind of a hacker. Like, an early 80s hacker, you know, like, calling the fucking school with his shitty, like, phone modem.
Changing his grades and everything.
Changes
his
grades and computer and all that. Well, he finds this game, which he didn't know was actual game, but he like hacked into the fucking
and it's a phone modem thing, like like original fucking internet shit, like hacking into their
into like the army's fucking like the supercomputer that they
had. It's called the Whopper. I forget what it was.
The Whopper.
It was WOPR.
Yeah,
and he starts a war with Russia.
Yeah, essentially.
And the problem is and it's supposed to be games. It's chess, checkers, tic tac toe. And he wants to play global thermonuclear war. And the dude's talking back to him. He's like, "Wouldn't you like to play a good game of chess?" And he's like, "Later, let's play
spot global on, too,
thermonuclear war."
Yeah.
And so
it's a simulator, essentially.
But
the Russians don't know that.
But and also neither does America. And they're like, they've hacked into our shit, and now we have missiles ready to launch. and they're aimed at Russia. And it was and it turns out this what he hacked into had a mind of its own.
Right.
And then it wanted to. It was like, no, you started this fucking game, asshole. This ain't my fault. Now we're gonna play it to the end.
And so,
and then that's what the premise was. Right. Is like the best way to win is not to play. I think is what one of the main things. I'm getting goosebumps.
So, in the military, it was after Matthew Broderick because of him hacking into it. So he was on the run, and who doesn't love the military chasing like a fucking 14-year-old kid around, right, trying to kill him? But
who learned how to make a phone call with an old Schlitz can tab? Remember the old cans that you peel the thing all the way off? That's how old the movie was.
Yes.
Oh, Schlitz.
So it wasn't where the tab goes into the soda can. You actually peeled the whole tab off, and it's got a sharp edge, and you usually slit your thumb. So he used that to make a phone call with a payphone. Like, the dude was a freaking major super hacker.
He was. So, Johnny, it's definitely worth a see. You could probably find it on Amazon or whatever, if you have Amazon Prime. Or
I got a question about some.
War Games. Yes, Johnny. Or, real quick. Ocho, whatever your name is.
Shit. Where's my volume? I'm in the wrong button. Stop it. You stop it right now.
You think I suck.
It's a very good question. It's a very good question.
You want to fight Dickless?
I sure ain't going to show you my dick.
I just sent it about two weeks ago.
Way to be timely with the fucking sound, with the sound bite there, buddy.
Doesn't matter. The point was, I just sent it, and that's how relevant it is, because it's ageless and timeless, much like Ocho.
One Crazy Summer. Demi Moore and John Cusack. Do you guys remember that movie?
Demi Moore was in that?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
That was her?
Yeah. It's your typical 80s summer, you know.
But she looked awful. I mean, she wasn't awful, but like, and it had Bobcat Goldthwait.
It did.
And,
I fucking love that guy.
So there's another line from there, and where he was like, where my friend Bob and I would always say, we'd be like, Akak, were you the little fat boy? And he's like, nah, but I used to beat the shit out of him. I'd be like, why are you so fat? Why are you so fat?
I do remember that.
He was like, I'm telling you a story about this little fat boy that used to get picked on in school, and it wasn't good for him going to school. And finally, it's Booger from Revenge of the Nerds,
yeah.
And he thinks that Bobcat is like saying that it was him that was the little kid. He's like, nah, it wasn't me, but I used to beat the shit out of him.
All right, what about Youngblood? Hockey movie.
That's it. We no hoops, nothing where he shoots. It's Bill Murray's brothers in there.
Yeah, no, I mean, Johnny didn't see it, so we're moving on. Have either of you seen Youngblood? Because if you haven't.
Of course.
Okay. I know. Johnny, shaking your head? No?
No,
what
sir.
What a cute little ass Rob Lowe had.
He really did, yeah. He was in great shape.
Sounds like you might be showing someone your dick.
So Youngblood was about this.
My life is spinning out of control.
It seems like it.
Rob Lowe was an amateur hockey player, you know, playing in junior leagues and stuff like that. And he wanted to try out in Canada, you know, and kind of make it in the, I wouldn't say big time, but, you know, the Canadian.
And he was a skill guy. He was like a people would take liberties if nobody would protect him. And like Patrick Swayze was the other guy. There was another guy who was in like Lucas. He was in there too. The guy who was in Lucas was in this movie. But so he was a prodigy, and the coach hated him, and he wound up sleeping with the coach's daughter and everything. And
yep.
Now, while we're on the topic of 80s movies, can I intervene here for a second?
Sure, you can intervene.
I saw a movie when I was younger, and I've never even heard of it since, but I distinctly remember, I think a man gets turned into a fish, and his name is like Henry Limpo, or Henry, or something like that. Does that ring a bell with either of you guys?
What the fuck were you smoking?
No, I'm serious. I think he gets turned into like a little blue,
like Fraggle Rock or something like that.
A little blue animated fish. And I just remember him saying, "My name is Henry Limpo," and he's trying to tell people that he's a real like human, and he's like a doctor. I think maybe.
I don't even know how to Google that.
I'm gonna try it.
Clean and sober. No.
I'm trying it.
48 hours. No.
The Incredible Mr. Limple.
Is that really it?
A man named
Henry
turns into a talking fish. Don Knotts plays the character. Oh my god!
There it is.
What?
That's fantastic.
It's from 1964.
What the fuck? Oh, all right. A little before. That movie was great.
They're trying to destroy Nazi submarines, and a fish is the guy who's head of the... Oh, my God.
Yes.
I don't know how you found it. I couldn't even find it. Good job, Ojo.
And you sat there and watched it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Was it in color or black and white?
I don't remember. I just remember him screaming, "My name is Henry Limpin."
That's outstanding.
Mr. Furley was a fish.
That might be the most random callback we've ever seen. Obviously, you guys have seen Young Guns, right? Like, if you haven't, we're just going to end the show right now. Oh, Joe, get the fuck out of here. Of course you have. You've seen them both, right?
And then my dad's like, oh, and it's one of the few movies that the sequel is just as good, if not better.
I agree.
Young Guns 2.
Yes.
And I've never even considered pressing play on either of them.
What the fuck? You've never seen either of them?
No. Right.
Well, you can follow us on Twitter at Rad Rock Gaming. Like, seriously. Never seen yes. Young... Dude, that is like, if I could... Other than Breakfast
Club. I just recently...
But I'm not a Western fan either, but I love those movies.
But that is the one with Lou Diamond Phillips, Emilio Estevez, Charlie Sheen, and Kiefer Sutherland, I think.
Maybe. Yeah. God damn.
Lauren Green and Michael Landon. I'm kidding.
You're at your dad's house right now. Go through his fucking VHS library.
He's got him on VHS.
That's what I figured. You need to watch him tonight.
He says, watch Young Guns 1 and 2 and then watch The Longest Day. Then he tells me to always watch It's a Wonderful Life, even if it's not Christmas time. And then he's got a couple other ones.
Be Kind, Rewind also, because he's the only human with still a VCR in his house.
Hey, I got a fucking VCR sitting right on my floor right now.
I do
to me
too.
Right.
I have the double gimmick. I know.
You know what movie he did recommend that I watch when I was younger that I did enjoy was Highlander. Oh. Highlander.
Greedy, you're an asshole. Highlander is, there can be only one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that used to be our tagline for the show.
That was cool.
Bro, seriously. Watch those movies this week. Report to us. Report back to us next week.
There's no homework in this show.
You have to watch Young Guns. At least just watch the first. If you don't like it, don't watch the second. But seriously, dude. Like, goddamn, even John Bon Jovi's song, you know, everybody knows fucking Blaze of Glory. That's spawned from those.
Well, and Dad, when Dad comes home later, if he comes in and I have Young Guns in on the main television, it'll make him happy. So maybe I'll pop it in tonight when I'm done with you guys.
Yeah,
you just do it and don't even watch it. You just get on YouTube or something and watch Roadhouse clips while the thing's in the VCR and get a bowl of ice cream.
That's fair.
Dalton.
So, obviously, the success of all these stars in the 80s led to some of them not being stars in the 90s or even farther on. A lot of guys pretty much just kind of really got fucked up with drugs.
Talk about a fizzle out. Like, yeah. I think anybody who wasn't a Brat Packer is who made it, really, right?
Pretty much. Like, we know Charlie Sheen got fucked up, and we know how crazy he got. You really didn't see Emilio for a while. Like, Men in Work. He did a bunch of movies, and Men at Work was a great movie, by the way, if you haven't seen that one.
It was stupid, but it was funny, though.
He did all the Mighty Ducks movies.
He did Mighty Ducks, too, in the early 90s.
He was Gordon Pompey, and then that was it.
And then, really, he didn't do much after that. Like, even Christian Slater, Robert Downey Jr., like, none of those guys that were big in the 80s. And you know, were young stars, really did much of anything.
No, but Robert Downey Jr. wound up becoming a fucking box office hit.
Like, he's like the biggest smash in the world.
Eventually, but like, he took 20 years off.
Right. Well, I mean, he didn't take.
He's fucking
off.
Tony Stark took
him off. No, he was fucked up for quite a while. Yeah. Made a big comeback.
But I mean, like, you got Patrick Swayze became some, and
obsolete. Really, I mean. I can't think of anything Patrick's done in the last 20 years. I mean, he's dead.
He's fucking dead. Of course he didn't do anything.
He died recently, though. He didn't do shit in the 2000s.
He died, like, what, 10 years ago?
Like, something like that. Maybe even, something like that.
Ocho, you suck.
He didn't have to.
But you got guys like Anthony Michael Hall, which probably was the least successful. And he's fucking killing now. I mean, that guy's been goddamn almost everything.
I don't know what he's in. I know he was in Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
He was. He was in Yellowstone. I believe it was season 2. He was on a show called Psych. He was in several network shows. Like, he's found a way to stay relevant. And if you looked at him now, you probably wouldn't even recognize him if you only knew him from Weird Science and shit like that. Like, it's completely indistinguishable.
Did Patrick Dempsey qualify at all? Because he was another 80s dude. And then, then he does this Grey's Anatomy shit and completely
re-sparked
went from nerd to hot dude.
No, he was, He was a pretty
nerd. Did you ever
nerd.
See him?
Love
Did you ever see him in Loverboy?
Loverboy? You sure?
Dude, Loverboy? Really? And then we check out that movie. He's a pizza delivery guy.
Uh-huh.
But
oh, yeah.
If they order extra anchovies, it means they want to bang them.
Oh, see, no, I never saw that. I remember him from Love Potion number 9. That's the only movie I remember from
that, was
like that
so
area.
Bad.
Yes, Patrick Dempsey was in Love Potion?
Yes, Love Potion.
I don't think so, man. The one with Sandra Bullock? I think you got that confused.
Oh, Christ.
Wasn't it?
It was that weird gingery, like, blonde guy that I very
Eric
rarely
Schultz
see.
From
very
Mask.
Rarely see in movies.
If I'm wrong, I'm gonna edit this so you guys will never even know.
Because I love that movie, and I don't ever remember seeing Dempsey in it.
Fuck me, he's a racer too.
And then Jonathan Silverman, I think, kind of snuck in there a little bit too. Is that a name, Jonathan Silverman?
Yes,
Silver.
Yes,
Tom Ace.
I didn't know Dempsey owns a racing team.
All right, well, find GT. Out if he's in the fucking
anyway,
movie.
Yeah, sorry. Well, I'm looking at his fucking racing career. I'm trying to find his movieography. Let's see. 80s. 80s, 90s. Meatballs, Can't Buy Me Love. Maybe that's where I got confused with Can't Buy Me Love.
Meatballs?
That must be it.
Meatballs 3.
Oh, God.
Because the other two were so good. He's definitely in Loverboy.
First one was great.
You're right, Johnny. He was not in that movie. I think it was
Meatballs 2 was with the alien, wasn't it?
I believe so. Like, the first one was good. Like, that was Bill Murray, right?
In
the first
one? I saw Meatballs 2 so many times because it was on cable when I was in high school, and it's so goddamn funny with the damn alien who they call Meathead.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
He's like, Meathead, who are you? And he's
like, who the fuck was in Love Potion then? Hold on. Was it like,
why can't you just look it up?
It's that weird blonde guy.
Movie
that I like feel it was never in anything else.
Is that even the name of the movie? Wikipedia says nope.
It's Love Potion No Dot Number 9.
There you go. Love Potion Number 9. That's what I fucking said.
Here it is. Cast is
Sandra Bullock,
Tate Donovan.
Tate Donovan. Who the fuck is that?
Told you.
You weren't even fucking close.
I was not even fucking close. All right. Maybe I've never even seen the movie. all right.
It's another cheesy one, but it's good.
But you are right about Patrick Dempsey. Like, he was nerdy looking back then, but he grew up to be a fucking stud, and everyone loved him on Grey's Anatomy. I'm a big Grey's Anatomy fan. Rob Lowe still stayed successful. He was in The West Wing for a good while. Parks and Rec. He's in a spinoff of 9-1-1.
And he was
star.
In Tommy Boy.
Yeah, he made a cameo in The Interview with Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Yep, and he was in Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah, one of my favorite fucking movies ever.
You know, the reason I don't like Grey's Anatomy is because they mispronounce so many goddamn words, and they have the means to fucking know what the word is pronounce-wise. Like they can learn how to pronounce the word. There's a fucking... Even in the OOs, whatever the fuck the show started, what, 06 or so, 07? Yeah. Google was around, or like fucking dictionaries and whatnot. You could look up the word odontoid and they're fucking odontoid or whatever the fuck. I hate when they fucking mispronounce medical shit.
No, I get it, because obviously you play a doctor on TV. So
I'm wicked smart.
You are wicked smart. I always tell you that. Molly,
you've never fact checked me either. So like,
no, I don't ever fact check you. I just take your word as gospel. So it's the book of Ocho. Molly Ringwald didn't do much. She kind of did bit parts, did some TV stuff. She's in Riverdale on the CW. If you guys like the Archie and Veronica like version of the live action stuff, which I wasn't a fan of the show, but let's see. Ally Sheedy didn't do much either. Andrew McCarthy really fucking like.
I feel like Ally Sheedy is the one who fell off the cliff.
She did.
She did Short Circuit, and then like I don't know.
That's a great fucking movie too. I forgot she was in that.
Number 25.
I am standing here beside myself.
Second one sucked, though.
I never even saw it.
Never saw the sequel? Yeah, you didn't miss much.
No, why would I do that?
And Demi Moore, honestly, you know, since G.I. Jane in 97, I mean, I can't remember the last thing I ever saw her do.
No, I haven't seen much of her either.
Maybe Ashton Kutcher, I think, was the last thing I saw her do. Ocho with the liner.
Good job, guys. All right, I think that pretty much wraps up this show. Next week, what are we doing next week, Ouch?
I don't know. We did nothing tonight.
So, we did nothing. Nothing but speculate and ponder and...
Yeah, I mean, it's just us fucking idiots talking, so that's I don't it. Know. I'll figure something out.
I mean, nobody's listening anyway, so it's all fair.
We're still on episode 4.
Coming up this week on Straight Up 5 with Johnny Petraglia Jr., the guy that is below me right now.
That's disgusting.
Below me.
We're going to talk about his weekend in bowling up in the Northeast and how well or well he did or didn't do. As well,
well he did or didn't do.
And now we're going to talk about string pins and string bowling, something I've never heard of until I saw Jason Belmonte posted on Facebook. And I'm very fascinated to find out what that's all about. I think we're going to do another live show this week. So if you want to check us out live on Johnny Petraglia's Facebook page, it'll be a public post. You could also subscribe to us on YouTube, Straight Up 5 with Johnny Petraglia Jr., and join us live and you know, get into the chat. And we're always accessible. We answer everyone's questions. But, Twitter handles, we put them out in the beginning of the show. At JPJR07 is Johnny Jr., at the DR Ocho is Oach. I'm not even going to ask him anymore because, you know, I don't know. And at Rad Rob Gaming on Instagram and Twitter. Ocho, why aren't you on Instagram, by the way? You love to take pictures.
I don't do the gram. I don't get it.
Well, you did grams in college, but...
I did ounces, grams, you name it.
Speaking of which...
I was all metric.
Speaking of which, completely off topic, has nothing to do with the show, but Hunter Biden, it's a fucking nut job, right?
Yeah.
That guy's done more crack than...
That was pretty wild.
Yeah. And nobody cares. Like, the whole, you know, media just can't
see the clock. It was pretty wild how, like, they were like, well, he used a scale. he did. Was accurate. He took his craft seriously.
He took it very seriously, yes. Guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in, all six of you. Six to eight. Are we going to do that again?
What? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We got nothing else.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of RTW Rewind. For all the latest news and announcements, please follow us on Twitter at RTW Brand. You can also follow Rad Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. You've been listening to RTW Rewind exclusively here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.